Alright, let's dive into the fascinating world of Tekele, shall we? You might be wondering, what exactly is Tekele? Well, it's this incredible blue dye that holds profound cultural and religious significance in Jewish tradition. It's primarily used in the commandment of tzitzit, you know, those fringes on garments. Imagine, every time you glance at that blue fringe, it's like a constant reminder of a divine connection. That's what tzitzit delivers. The origins of Tekele trace back to biblical times and link to a mysterious marine creature called the chilazon.
The chilazon? What, like a sort of, ancient snail or something? How does a snail create this striking blue dye?
Exactly. You've hit the nail on the head. The chilazon is believed to be a type of sea snail, specifically from the Murex family. The dye it produces has this amazing ability to connect the wearer to their heritage, bridging the earthly and the divine. Can you imagine that? Every time you see that blue, it's like a tangible reminder of divine commandments and Jewish identity.
Wow, that's so rich. I mean, it's almost like a living piece of history, right? But how did it all start fading away?
Good question. The use of Tekele declined due to various historical changes and challenges. Factors like exile, persecution, and shifts in religious focus played a part. But fascinatingly, archaeological findings have sparked a renewed interest in Tekele, uncovering evidence of its use throughout history. If you think about it, it's like rediscovering a long-lost family heirloom.
That's such a wild analogy. A family heirloom like something from great-grandma that you thought was lost forever. Is there a specific story about a community that really embraced it again?
Absolutely. In recent years, there's been a significant revival, particularly among Orthodox Jews, who are reconnecting with historical practices. It's almost like putting on a pair of glasses that helps them see their history clearer in this bustling modern world. Most people realize that traditions like Tekele aren't just relics, they're vibrant parts of who they are.
So there's this kind of push to wear it and really feel that connection with God and tradition. Is it like mandatory or something?
Technically, yes, it is mandated in the Torah. The obligation to wear tzitzit with Tekele serves as a constant reminder of God's commandments. It's fascinating to explore how many different interpretations exist within Jewish law regarding its observance.
Oh, I see, kind of like how every family has their own spin on a recipe, huh? Depending on the region or background.
Exactly. That culinary analogy works perfectly. Just as recipes evolve, interpretations of biblical commandments do too. Historically, there have been vigorous discussions among rabbinic authorities about what Tekele truly is and how it should be worn.
Wild. And I guess that also means different sects of Jews like Ashkenazi and Sephardi might do things differently, right?
Spot on. Those communities hold varying perspectives on the observance of Tekele, shaped by history and cultural practices. It adds layers to our understanding of Jewish identity and tradition. It's like comparing different strains of a family tree. They're all related but have unique branches.
Wow. So speaking of identity, what is this role of Tekele today? Is it seen in rituals and ceremonies, or more like a fashionable choice?
Ah, great point. Tekele does play a pivotal role in rituals and ceremonies. Its presence in tzitzit reminds individuals of their spiritual connection and commitments. The ongoing revival of Tekele is a beautiful testament to a community's desire to reconnect with their heritage and embrace their cultural pride in a meaningful way.
So it's not just a fashion statement, it's a spiritual statement too. I love that. Are there educational initiatives to help people learn about it?
Yes, there are many organizations actively promoting awareness and education regarding Tekele. They're working to share its historical significance and encourage its practice within Jewish life. You see, it fosters unity among communities and enriches their experiences collectively. It's like an open invitation to learn and connect with history.
I feel that. It's like how we want to pass down stories and cultures through generations. I mean, would you say the science behind producing Tekele dye is also fascinating?
Oh, absolutely. The dye extraction process from Murex snails is intricate and awe-inspiring. Advances in science have helped us understand it much better, linking ancient practices with modern interpretations. It's almost like uncovering the secrets behind a magical brew, you know? These scientific explorations also validate historical texts, illustrating that Techelet is indeed a bridge between yesterday and today.
That's just mind-blowing. So it's like bringing dead history back to life? Ugh, this is such an exciting topic.
Precisely. Techelet encapsulates that essence of continuity and tradition. It's a vibrant thread woven into the fabric of Jewish identity, reminding us, no matter the time or place, we are part of a larger story. As we bring the past into our day-to-day lives, we reinforce our commitment to our heritage and future.
Forever connected. I can't believe how deep this goes. I really don't think I would have thought about clothing this way before.
And that's the beauty of learning, isn't it? Revisiting and understanding these practices adds depth to our perspective on identity, culture, and community.
So as we wrap up this segment on Techelet, would you say that it will continue to evolve?
Without a doubt, Techelet will keep evolving, reflecting the dynamic interplay between tradition and modernity. It'll serve as a vital link, reminding generations to celebrate their identity and history, encouraging them to pass down these vibrant practices. And that's a journey worth embracing.